This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli strike in central Gaza kills over a dozen people, many of them children. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
An Israeli airstrike flattened a house in central Gaza, killing over a dozen people, two-thirds of them women and children, according to a local hospital. In Deir el-Balah, in central Gaza, some of those killed from the strike were lined up in white shrouds on the top of a truck. AP footage showed their bodies in the blood-stained white cloth with two lifeless hands poking out of one as it was lifted onto the truck platform. A man held the body of a baby whose face peered out from the cloth before being laid to rest alongside the other corpses. A line of mourners gathered by the vehicle and began to pray in respect to those killed. The bodies were brought to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the central city of Raqqa. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Boeing plane found to have a missing panel after a flight from California to southern Oregon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft near where the landing gear deploys. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been, quote, struck by a missile off the port city of Hodeidah, but later said that further inspection of the vessel in daylight found no damage. It described the crew as being, quote, safe, and said the ship was continuing on its way. The Houthis later claimed responsibility for the attack. In an AP special report, correspondent Michael R. Sisak explains why asking for a delay in the hush money trial for Donald Trump is not a novelty.
Trump has made a habit of trying to get his cases delayed. He is the presumptive Republican nominee for president. He wants to return to the White House, and he has argued that spending time in the courtroom instead of the campaign trail amounts to election interference. He has received a delay so far in his Washington, D.C. case. His Florida case is expected to be delayed, and his Georgia case has not yet been scheduled. Now, this case, which was going to be the first of the four cases to go to trial, is off at least until mid-April and possibly beyond.
Michael R. Sisak from the AP. About 1.4 million Haitians are on the verge of famine, and more than 4 million require food aid. Sometimes people are eating only once a day or not at all. Officials are trying to rush food, water, and medical supplies to makeshift shelters and other places as gang violence suffocates lives across Port-au-Prince and beyond. Many people are trapped in their homes. Only a handful of aid organizations have been able to restart operations since February 29th. That's when gangs began attacking key state institutions and burned police stations. They also stormed the country's two main prisons and freed more than 4,000 inmates. They've also been firing at the main international airport, which remains closed. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.